there, friend, and Happy New Year, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and if you are new to this radio program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God. Friend, how are you? It is so good to see you. Great to spend some time with you. How was your New Year? Pretty good? Did you stay up to midnight? Did you make it? Yeah, we our church had a nice little New Year's get-together, and at 12:01, we're all like, all right, we're ready for bed. Let's go home. So regardless of how you spent it, I pray that 2013 is a year that is going to be Christ-centered, where you and I, together as the children of God, get to glorify our King in everything we say, every step that we take, and everything that we do. May this be the year that we fully devote ourselves to the living God. Amen. Well, friend, today for Sunday worship, we are going to be focusing on the God of hope. Normally, this time of the year has statistically shown to be one of the most depressing times of the year, where the holidays are gone, people get their credit card bill statements in the mail, and they feel depressed, bummed out, discouraged. So today, I'm reminding you about the God of hope right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, that's right. This, of course, is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. It's Joey Kroll with you. Happy 2013 to you. Well, today we, of course, going to be focusing on the God of Hope. Man, how great it is to know if we are a child of God that we have hope through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, Psalm 143 verses 8 and 9 says, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you." Psalm 143 verses 8 and 9. During World War II, a U.S. Marine was separated from his unit on a Pacific island. The fighting had been so intense and the smoke and the crossfire had lost touch with his other units. So alone in the jungle, he could hear enemy soldiers coming in his direction. So scrambling for cover, he found his way up a high ridge to several small caves in the rock. Quickly, he crawled inside one of the caves. Although safe for the moment, he realized that once the enemy soldiers looking for him swept up the ridge, they would quickly search all the caves and he would be killed. So as he waited, he prayed, "Lord, if it be your will, please protect me. Whatever your will, though, I love you and I trust you. Amen." After praying, he lay quietly listening to the enemy beginning to draw close. He thought, "I guess the Lord isn't going to help me out on this one." Then he saw a spider begin to build a web over the front of his cave. As he watched, listening to the enemy searching for him all the while, the spider layered strand after strand of web across the opening of the cave. "Ha!" he thought, "what I need is a brick wall, and what the Lord has sent me is a spider web. God does have a sense of humor." See, as the enemy drew closer, he watched from the darkness of his hideout and could see them searching one cave after another. As they came to his, he got ready to make his last stand. But to his amazement, however, after glancing in the direction of the cave, they moved on. Suddenly he realized with the spider web over the entrance, his cave looked as if nobody had entered for quite a while. He said, "Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I had forgotten that in you a spider's web is stronger than any brick wall." God's resources to protect you are vast, friend. When you pray for protection, believe that he hears you and is able to manage it with great skill, and even perhaps a stroke of humor.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger, so rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him. Forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, he is mighty, he is faithful, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never tires of hearing a prayer. When we are weak, he becomes stronger. So rest in his love and cast all of your cares on him.
He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers. He never tires of hearing a prayer. When
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Sing it.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
Yeah. He never sleeps.
He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer.
When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
Yes, what an encouraging song from Don Moen. It's called He Never Sleeps. What a great reminder. Friend, how are you? This, of course, is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you today. We are focusing on the God of Hope. Boy, it is so good to be reminded this day and age that we do have hope through Jesus Christ. Amen. Jonah chapter 3 verse 4 says, And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. See, when the prophet Jonah entered Nineveh, he gave a message of hopelessness. In 40 days, your city will be destroyed. He did not say Nineveh will be destroyed unless, but he prophesied destruction to the people of the city, seeming to say their situation was hopeless. Yet hearing this message, Nineveh repented. And because their repentance was genuine, God spared the city for a season, and many lives were saved. Jonah's prophecy of judgment was averted, and Nineveh's destiny was changed by their response to the deep conviction from a message of doom. That's how it is with God, isn't it? He's so compassionate, so longing to forgive and restore people to Himself that He seems to change His mind, quote unquote, showing how His mercy triumphs over judgment. Friend, is there a prophecy of doom over your life? Are your sins piled so high that God's judgment seems irrevocable and imminent? Don't despair. Repent. With our compassionate God, there is hope, even when it seems all is lost. You may have wandered very far from Him, but if Nineveh, a pagan city, hardened and ripe for judgment and hopelessly headed towards destruction, could be saved, shouldn't you also have hope if you turn right back to the Lord? Friend, don't give up. Do not back down. Do not give in. Because with Jesus, there is always hope.
Sail the sea of faith, find out before too long how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. And suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on, knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes He calls a storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can settle, let it see, but it doesn't mean He will. Sometimes He holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes He
trial that we pass through tonight. Though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a fine, peaceful place. Sometimes it calms a storm. With a whisper, peace be still. He can settle it. But it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close. As the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm. And other times he calls it.
There is hope because of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. They drop powerless behind you.
Yes, praise the Lord. That is the Imprials on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Amen, amen. I love that song. Friend, how are you? Happy Sunday. It is Joey Kroll with you, of course, with Sunday Worship. And today we are focusing on the God of Hope. I love it. Luke chapter 17, verses 5 and 6 says, "The apostles said to the Lord, 'Increase our faith.' Jesus replied, 'If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.'" The African antelope are amazing creatures that can jump over a height of 10 feet and cover a distance of greater than 30 feet. Unbelievable. Yet, the African antelopes can be kept in a zoo inside an enclosure with a simple 3-foot wall. Why? Well, the antelopes will not jump if they cannot see where their feet will land. Do we have something in common with these little antelopes? Able to take great leaps of faith, but refusing to do it unless we can see where we'll land. George Mueller said of faith, "Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends." Did you hear that? Faith begins where man's power ends. True faith cannot see how the landing will occur. It simply leaps under the conviction that it will occur. Remember, biblical faith begins where our power ends. Trust God today. Let go of those anxious thoughts and those worries. Give it to Jesus and trust Him, because He is truly our greatest hope.
The news came to Jesus, "Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last." Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on His way." Martha ran to Him, and then she cried, "Lord, if You had been here, You could have healed him. He'd still be alive." But You're 4 days late, grave. But she said, "Lord, You don't understand. He's been there 4 days." The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, "Lazarus, come forth." Then somebody said, "He's alive. He's alive." Friend, don't be discouraged. Come. 'cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll roll back the stone. He's 4 days late, he's still on time. Oh, my God is alive. When he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Friends, he's still on time.
Oh, I love this song. Karen Peck and New River. And 4 days late, an encouraging song right here on Great News Radio. This, of course, is Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here with you, and it's so good to be spending this time here with you today as we focused on the God of hope. And it is only through Jesus Christ that we have true hope. Friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I pray that you and your family have a wonderful and blessed week. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.